SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We welcome you to hour number three, our third and final live right here on this Friday morning on the Early Line on Sports Grid. He is Donnie. I am Ben. One more hour to go for us this week on the Early Line on this Friday to set the stage for your weekend. Our first full weekend, actually, March 1st was last Saturday. Our second full weekend in the month of March for college basketball, but it's really feeling like March. We've got conference tournament action all weekend long. We've got a ton of afternoon basketball on this Friday in both the men's and women's side of things when it comes to conference tourney hoops. We've got the regular season finale weekend at the high major level in men's college basketball. And, of course, a ton of NBA action to get you ready for as well. You'll probably also see a flurry of NFL moves this weekend to make sure you pay attention to. A lot, Donnie, in this third hour. A lot to get the people hyped for entering this weekend around the great world of sports.
Absolutely. Setting the table for the weekend. That's always what we do. And the next weekend gets even better. The following weekend, even better than that weekend. So that crescendo of sports that hits us right up to Major League Baseball season and the Final Four in early April. And then the Masters kicks off at that point. So there's a lot of good stuff to look forward to, which includes hour number three and a lot of good topics. No doubt about it.
No doubt about it. DRS is invested. DRS will have some like-by-like competition and some numbers to be crunched for mid-major conference tournament action starting at noon Eastern time with the top team now in the fold in Big South tournament play. That would be High Point, one of the best offenses in the country. Top 30 under Alan Huss, who just received a contract extension earlier this week. With so much great action ahead in the coming hours, in the coming days, what are the people most excited for this weekend? We had to find out and fade the public. A great poll question, if I do say so myself, at Sports Grid on Twitter. What are you most excited to watch this weekend? Lakers at Celtics, the renewal of the rivalry with two very good teams at this moment. The Lakers have won 8 straight. That's tomorrow night inside TD Garden. How about the Iron Basket Bowl in the regular season finale between Alabama and Auburn? Tomorrow on the Plains, can the Crimson Tide go on the road, seek some revenge against their biggest rival? Of course, one of the great rivalries in sports, certainly in college sports, certainly in basketball. Duke and North Carolina tomorrow in Chapel Hill. The Tar Heels need it to maybe solidify a bid to the NCAA tournament. The Blue Devils need it to claim the regular season crown in the ACC and the top seed in that ACC tournament. Or how about teams trying to play their way in to the NCAA tournament? Mid-major conference tournament action. Of those four, DRS, most of the public, at least in the votes.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on a second. Come on. Yeah. Don't get too excited.
Yeah.
Mid-major tournaments. 34% DRS. They're saying mid-major tournaments at our fade the public poll. I did not fade the public. Did you?
No, absolutely, I did not. And like sometimes you go through the evolution of your handicapping and sportsdom throughout your life.
Yeah.
Like I can imagine DRS in his 20s, single, no job on the weekend, just working Monday through Friday. Like the mid-major, low-major tournaments, I might have been on my couch, Ben, from 12 o'clock all the way through both of those days having so much fun. Now, granted, that's where I like this vote, and that's why DRS voted that way. To be honest, Duke, North Carolina, you only have to watch one game. It's fantastic theater. Can Duke actually hang on? Is Carolina going to win that game and propel themselves into, let's just say, March Madness itself? Auburn, Alabama, maybe the best overall game on the board if you want just action-packed on end-to-end. And then you have the Lakers. No team hotter right now, both on the basketball court and also in the limelight here for public discussion on social media, taking on the Celtics, who you know will be rested and ready for that game. And that's a Saturday night primetime game. It is an unbelievable weekend of sports all across the board. But near and dear to my heart is the fight that these young kids give in college basketball, knowing that this could be the last game they play in their college career. And if they win, they live to fight another day. And if they win their conference tournament, that is just like a national champion to some of these Power 5 teams here. So the mid to low major tournaments are must-see TV. You will see buzzer beaters. You will see crazy plays as it ends down. Schools you never heard of trying to advance. Yep. That's getting my ticket today at the 34%.
There is no doubt about it, DRS. This weekend, our first bids to the NCAA men's tournament will be booked. We have three conference tournament championship games on Sunday. We've got a great one in the A-Sun that has already been decided. Lipscomb coming back from near disaster against Queens yesterday, taking on North Alabama. We'll have our Big South tournament title game and Arch Madness will come to a close in St. Louis in the Missouri Valley Conference. You mentioned a young DRS, right? Perhaps a bachelor, 24, 25, 26, sitting on his couch, firing off wagers, enjoying himself because he used to be able to snack. Well, a young Ben Stevens, if you will, with my beautiful fiance in Mexico for a bachelorette party. Brother, it's me, my couch, my TV, and maybe a couple of beers as the doctor has ordered.
No Lisi?
I am so excited. What?
No Lisi dinner arrangements this weekend here? You know, out in the city,
no
out
Lisi
and about.
Dinner arrangements.
No meatball plans, Rayo's, wherever, Mulberry Street?
Nope. Nope. Nothing. Nothing on Mulberry Street. Shout out Emilio's Bellotto. Anytime you want to go, you got to kiss the ring and shake the hand. But no, no plans for me. Just some couch, some friends maybe, some beers, some good eats in college basketball. And of course, we will watch everything at the high major level. We've got some great games today. Illinois and Purdue, the Illini, trying to ride that momentum in Champaign, knocking off the Boilers in the regular season finale. We've got great games up and down the docket on Saturday, on Sunday as well to end out the regular season before the high major level and conference tournament action on the men's side. But when you look at the docket today, both in women's college basketball, because the high major level is fully there. We're on a quarterfinal Friday at the Power Four level. We have seen some great action so far, and the heavy hitters get into the fold today. In mid-major college basketball, Donnie, we've got games starting at 11 a.m. Eastern time on the women's side. We've got games starting at noon Eastern time in men's college basketball with some of the best teams that you will see. Not high major programs. High Point, noon Eastern time. Big South tourney action. Again, one of the best offenses in the sport. One of the best teams in the sport. Ben McCollum's Drake Bulldogs. Quarterfinal action in Arch Madness in the Valley. I bet on them last night, laying 8.5. The line is closer to 10 now in their opening matchup against SIU. We've got great action right away in about an hour in college basketball. It does not get better than this.
It doesn't. But by the way, like, I don't know who makes up these, you know, polls for us here, even though I do know who makes up these polls for us. Just like like what Ben was hyping up right there. I see Lakers, Celtics. All right. It's NBA, men's basketball. Yeah. I see Alabama, Auburn. That's men's college basketball. I see Duke, North Carolina, men's college basketball. Mid-low major tournaments. Now, I don't know if that's, we can say, well, hey, that includes the women's tournaments in there to try to get technical at this point, but you know, hey, maybe we should be looking elsewhere back there. I mean, come on, be a little more diversity back there. We love the women's sport games. That's what we do here. Come on. Come on.
Alabama, Auburn, not many stakes. Some positioning in the SEC tournament, perhaps, for the Tide.
I love that.
That's actually, there's a lot of stakes. I'm not even kidding. Auburn's going to be the number one overall seed, but Alabama trying to play its way back onto the one line after losing in T-Town earlier in the week against Florida, who has some life once again, as somebody once predicted, to be a one seed in the men's tournament. I'll just say this. A lot of great women's tournament action today. That should have been the fifth option if they gave you five options on Twitter.
Are the majors out there? I'm not paying attention that much right now. Are the major, are the women's major conferences
golf
in play right now? Is that wait till next week?
For big time. Yeah, right now. The Big East also enters with the opening round today, but the Power Four, ACC, Big 12, Big 10, SEC, it's quarterfinal Friday in every one of those conferences.
So that means like the UConns are coming out to play and all that now? Is that what we're getting?
For sure. We got the top teams in action today. More handicaps next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The NBA on a Friday night, an 8-game slate on this Friday evening around the association where Donnie in the stretch run, about 20 games or fewer left around the NBA, every game impactful from that postseason race, trying to earn a play-in tournament spot or better your positioning within those playoff standings in either conference. That is certainly the story tonight at altitude. The Nuggets, a 7.5-point home favorite against Donnie's Western Conference team, the Phoenix Suns. The over-under stands now at 238. DRS, Phoenix needs to steal a few down the stretch if they are even going to flirt with a play-in tournament spot. But with Dallas stumbling, of course, because of the injury stacking up for the Mavs, Phoenix is only 2.5 games behind those Mavericks for the 10th spot in the Western Conference, the fourth and final in the play-in tournament. Can Phoenix make this interesting tonight at altitude?
Such a tough game to handicap. And again, as we pointed out, so many of these are going to be down the stretch because you're trying to buy into not the X's and O's, like who's a better basketball player. Of course, it's the Nuggets. Just look at the actual home court advantage that they have tonight in elevation and also the records for the team. But understand this. Did something switch over for the Phoenix Suns? I'm not even saying they're a good basketball team or Bradley Beal should be relegated to the bench and not play and just let KD spin because he's only there for a couple more games technically before he's going to get traded this summer. But from a standpoint of, it was going to be, we don't have any chance to even get into the play-in round. To now, Dallas is in a complete spiral and free fall, and nobody wants to actually play behind the Suns, which means there are some bottom dwellers like, hey, that ain't our spot. You go ahead and take it. So do they rise to the occasion and say, we're going to play better basketball down the stretch? So at least we can say, hey, man, we fought hard the rest of the way. We got into the play-in tournament. Who knows how it's going to work out in the end and probably won't work out better. But doesn't this feel like it is going to be one of those measuring stick games for the Suns? Like, to me, I want to believe that the Phoenix Suns are going to give their best effort tonight, which means a legitimate chance to win. But if not, losing by less than 10 points, which puts you around the point spread. But it's also one of those games for me, Ben, that I say to myself, if I take the Suns, and this is 131-99 because it was fool's gold for the Suns for a one-night comeback party against an injured, let's just say, Clippers team at that point. I don't know what to anticipate. So for me, I'm still going to keep it with the Nuggets. They're home. They're better. They should win. So if they should win, I don't know if I think they only win by 3 or 4 points at this point. I'll take the Nuggets, but it's such an interesting handicap from what am I actually getting from the Phoenix Suns?
The altitude advantage for Denver this year as a home favorite, 14-10-1 against the spread, a good covering team. Phoenix, not a good covering team, but as an underdog, at least the margin not nearly as wide, 9-14 against the number this year, I guess. Right, Phoenix had dropped 4 of their first 5 since the All-Star break. They have now won 2 of their last 3, sandwiched in between the dramatic second half comeback against the Clippers earlier this week was a game as a pick'em favorite at home against the T-Wolves that we said you have to have, and they lost, right? So what exactly are we feeling about the Suns? Down by as many as 23 late in the third quarter against LA earlier this week at home, and they rallied all the way back to win. Fantastic. But you were still down by 20-plus at home against a shorthanded Clippers team. I don't know, Donnie. I'm not buying in like you. I think you are jokingly buying in to the idea that if they get there, maybe it's worth a sprinkle. I think you let them get a little bit closer before you bet on them getting there at this time. Denver now a half game behind the streaking Lakers, who of course have won 8 straight for that 2-3 split. The Lakers, the 2 seed out west, Denver now in that third spot. Probably no Jalen Brunson tonight as the Knicks continue their road trip. Second leg of a back-to-back in LA, rolled his ankle in OT. Maybe not as serious as it looked in the moment, but probably going to miss a few games here for the Knicks. Because of it, you see a large spread. The Clippers an 8-point home favorite tonight against New York. Total at 219 now.
I'll take the 8 points. I'll take the 8 points with the Knicks because also understand this. Yes, it's a back-to-back. Yes, Brunson is not going to play in this game, but it's the same city back-to-back. It's not that bad. You played basketball for a couple hours, which most people tell you sometimes the game's much easier than the practices are. You're going to lace them up once again, same hotel you stayed the night before, not flying on a plane, checking into a new hotel, new bedroom, getting ready for everything like that. You get that? So I'm going to take the Knicks tonight, getting the 8 points against the Clippers, who I don't know if we're all there. Should they win the game? Yeah, probably so, but I'll take the Knicks tonight with the 8. Not saying a bounce back effort because they lost last night, but I don't think it's going to be a blow up by the Clippers enough to get me to double digits buying in per se. Give me the Knicks. I'll take them on a back to back with that 8 points.
The Clippers have not been great since the All-Star break. Neither have the Knicks, at least in terms of covering numbers. The Knicks have only covered once in their 8 games since the break. New York is also the worst underdog team in the NBA, 3-7 against the spread. But 9 of those 10 games, it would seem at this moment, or I should say 6 of those 7 non-covers against those top 2 seeds in either conference. No points prop as expected listed for Jalen Brunson. We do have numbers out there, though, for James Harden and Kawhi Leonard. Not Donnie's guy, Big Will, Norman Powell. Yeah. Can I ask, just so we clarify, so our bit here that you have started on the money line and carries over to your guy on TEL, why Big Will for a guy named Norman?
Like growing up, you're the best player on the court. You know what I mean? Bring your Big Willie game out there, Big Willie Styles. You know what I mean? You ever hear that moniker back in the day, Will Smith and all that?
No,
so that's where
it
dates back to for me. Yeah. So like you are the big dog on the court. It's just a moniker and a nickname. That's all.
Gotcha. That doesn't actually have anything to do with the name William. It's a different. All right.
What's that?
Anyway, as we get ready for the rest of the NBA slate tonight. Donnie, as we have shared, the Mavericks are probably going to be booked as an underdog for the good majority of their games down the home stretch of this season, even at home, getting double digits from the Grizzlies, who I believe have dropped 4 in a row. Memphis needs to figure it out. Snap the skid. Expected to do so tonight in Dallas.
I mean, they should win, but again, there are much better efforts out here that you can bet on and apply your time and try to handicap than what am I getting out of the Dallas Mavericks at home at this point, quite frankly. Or are there any fans at home to even watch the Dallas Mavericks tonight taking on the Memphis Grizzlies? The Grizzlies haven't been great by any stretch. Maybe look at the over 238 since how much of that breakneck pace we get from the Grizzlies, but good luck with understanding what the Dallas Mavericks will be made of tonight. I can't get my hands around it.
The Memphis Grizzlies have only won 2 of their 8 games since the All-Star break. They have not covered once in that span. The Mavs, after the Luka Doncic deal, were booked as a dog. This will be their 11th time in the 14 games since, or the 12th time in the 15 games since, booked as a dog. They started out covering, not so much as of late. We're on the early line up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So many conference tournaments this weekend. There is so much to break down over the next 35 minutes here on this Friday on the early line. We will go through all the slates. We will talk conference tournament action on Friday, Saturday, and into Sunday in men's college basketball, and some highlights, of course, of what we are seeing on the women's side as well. 3 more tournaments starting tomorrow, DRS. The America East, where Bryant, led by Phil Martelli Jr., has won the regular season championship. 20-plus wins in both of Martelli Jr.'s years coaching Bryant. Big Sky territory, Northern Colorado, pretty solid team, plus 135, the favorite to win that conference. And if McNeese does not win the Southland, that would be shocking. Minus 550 right now for Will Wade's team to win the conference tournament, to get the automatic bid, and maybe to be a trendy 12-seed, 13-seed pick for your opening round upsets come the round of 64 in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, by the way, just hearing Will Wade's name like brings back like a smile to my face, understanding one of the few coaches that's like, look, the FBI's honing in on you here. We're going to fire you. He's like, I'm good. I'm going to coach the rest of the year, so leave me alone. And he was able to coach the rest of the year. McNeese State, 25-6 on the season. How about this? 19-1 in conference play, and I love it. Yeah. Number one in conference play at almost 40% from the three-point line. I love teams like that, but I can't get enough. You give me a three-point maven team, I'm almost going to buy into them, certainly.
And the thing about McNeese as well, that might seem like a drastic price, and that it is a month known as madness.
Yeah.
So maybe don't bet them to win it. But when you think about the numbers they will be laying in Southland tournament action and what would be a rollover money line price for them to end up as the conference championship, it's really not all that bad of a number. And if they do not, having won 19 of 20 in the Southland this year, that would be shocking. 10-10 against the spread, booked as a favorite in every single game. You got to love Will Wade, though. A guy that was just a little bit ahead of his time, right? In today's landscape of college sports, who cares? Will Wade is a visionary. And I think is a really great basketball coach and a really good roster builder. So there will be a high major job that comes calling for Will Wade at some time. I think he will take it. I think he will have great success. Really just a visionary. You hate a genius until you look back in the future. DRS, looking at the others, the America East should be interesting. Bryant is that even money favorite at plus 100. But of course, a team that has really had success in America East basketball, that would be Vermont. They got the second best price through the Catamounts.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You sort of have that pedigree as we're used to Vermont leading the charge there. It'll be a fun conference to watch all the way through. It's funny, like just almost want to shed a tear here looking at some of these teams that I used to like. UMass Lowell, man, used to be bad for so long. I bet them so many times. And I was just taking a look at the Southland Conference right there saying, now hold on, like Lamar, we used to be big on my ticket, or Stephen F. Austin used to be by far one of the best teams in that conference, sort of lowly now. But what happened to Abilene Christian? Like, Abilene Christian used to be in the Southland. That's how long it's been where I haven't been betting that conference. Did they move up? Did they be like, you know, we're too good for this conference? Because they were always on my card.
Let's find out. Let's make sure that they're in the
round. Oh, they moved up. See that? Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay.
Abilene Christian made a run to the tournament a few years ago and upset
somebody?
No,
they used to be really good. It was Stephen F. Austin and Abilene Christian always toe-to-toe in that conference there. So much fun to watch, but it was just funny. It's going like, you know what? Where's Abilene Christian? There they go, moving on to the WAC. How about that?
Absolutely so. And right now, by the way, updated odds for the America East. Bryant, a slight minus money favorite at -110.
Fast tempo.
As you look at fast tempo for Bryant. They play good ball. Yeah. Big Sky, Northern Colorado, plus 150. Montana, plus 210. Really good matchups in this conference. Montana State used to make hay in this league under Danny Sprinkle, but Danny Sprinkle left Montana State.
Great name.
Bozeman to head out to Washington, where he has been the head coach for the Huskies. Not sure UW, despite having great Osabor, is going to be all that great and make it into the Big Ten tournament. Also pay attention to some of that. Big Ten tournament action. Iowa and Nebraska almost playing for a spot on Sunday in the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. All right, DRS, let's dive into the action that we have here on this Friday. We'll continue to do so on the other side of the break. A really good high major game tonight in Champaign. It is Illinois and Purdue. The Illini, back-to-back 20-point wins after getting embarrassed inside Madison Square Garden by Duke. At home in their matchup against Iowa, more impressively on the road on Sunday afternoon, knocking off Michigan. Purdue just put up 100 against Rutgers. After losing four straight, the Boilers have won two in a row, both inside Mackey Arena. The stakes of tonight's action in the Big Ten. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
A big game in the Big Ten tonight in terms of conference seeding for next week's Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. It's Purdue and Illinois in Champaign. The Boilermakers, a 4.5-point road underdog, despite being the ranked team, against an Illinois squad that is playing much better basketball in their last two consecutive 20-point wins, including over the weekend. So a long stretch for the Illini to rest against Michigan in Ann Arbor. DRS, 4.5-point number, total now at 160 and a hook. How do you read tonight's game in Champaign?
It's hard to read. It's knocking off my equilibrium right now because everything I love, it's like, oh, I get excited for, and then I got to take two steps back here. Hear me out on this. Purdue's offense is really good. We know that. Ultra efficient, the best in Big Ten play. What they do well is shoot the three-point shot, number one in conference play, at about 38% as a team. Then you take a look at Illinois, you're like, oh, they don't defend it all that well at about 35%. So the three ball should be open. Then you look at Styles making fights here. Yeah, they don't defend it all that well, but they're the best in conference play, Ben, at chasing you off the three-point line, which disappoints me greatly. Let's flip it over to Illinois on offense here. Very quality offense, fourth out of 18 teams in Big Ten play on efficiency here. They love to shoot the three-point shot, but they don't make the three-point shot all that much. And how about this? Purdue's defense will let you shoot the three-point shot, but then defend the hell out of it. You see what I mean? Like, this could be a match made in heaven, and it's really giving me a gut punch right now, going like, ooh, I love the three-point shooting for Purdue. Ah, but they won't get a lot of three-point shots off. Ooh, look at Illinois. They love to shoot the three-point shot. Brick, 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 brick. See where I'm going with that? But for me, I do think Purdue is the better basketball team overall, but again, it's hard to win on the road. I'm willing to take the 4.5 points here, trusting Purdue's offense, even if it's a minimal shot attempts they get from three-point range. When they're open, they'll knock them down. It's a tough game, though. It's almost a perfect storm, but then you take a look at the numbers like, oh man, it's a perfect storm that might rain on me tonight with a loss.
Donnie, in earlier in the week, I was looking at this game and ready to bet Illinois, expecting the spread to be 1.5, 2.5 points. I'll lay it with the Illini. Does 4.5 change my idea? A little bit, weirdly enough. Although you could call that a stronger number for the Fighting Illini at home in the State Farm Center tonight in the regular season finale for both teams. Purdue's not going into this game to say, ah, great end of the year at Mackey. We put up the century mark against Rutgers. Great celebration for everybody, yada, yada, yada. Purdue needs this game tonight if they want the double bye in the Big Ten tournament, because the other teams they're contending with, Wisconsin and Maryland, both at home tomorrow against two of the teams, more so the bottom half of the standings. Maryland has Northwestern. Wisconsin has Penn State. By the KenPom ratings, both expected to win comfortably by at least 10 points. If Purdue were to lose, as the odds expect here, Maryland and Wisconsin win. Those are your four teams earning a double bye. The Badgers, the Terps, and the two teams out of the state of Michigan, the Spartans and the Wolverines, regardless of what happens on Sunday in East Lansing. A lot at stake for Purdue. Illinois trying to ride the momentum now into the month of March after struggling for most of the Big Ten slate. Really interesting game tonight, where I kind of lean with taking the points with the Boilermakers and what we expect to be a close, competitive, in high-scoring game. Illinois, the fastest tempo in Big Ten games this year, DRS. Purdue does not play that fast, but certainly has the efficiency to score at a very high level against the Illini. Other notable games on this Friday. Memphis has clinched at least a share of the AAC regular season crown. Can win it outright tonight against South Florida. 13.5-point favorite in some great conference tournament games we will talk about in just a moment. Any read DRS for Memphis laying double digits against USF tonight at home?
No, I don't have a clear path on either side. Like, you know me, I like to see those mismatches in. I don't have it other than one team is clearly better than the other one and will be on their home court with something to play for. So there is some added incentive where they really come out on charge tonight. But for me, from an angle aspect, total, team total, I don't have much of it here with Memphis.
Yeah, and some big games in the Mountain West. The regular season crown has been decided. It is New Mexico. Richard Pitino leading the Lobos to their first conference crown with at least a share in over a decade. And keep an eye on New Mexico, a 24-6 team that with a win tonight against UNLV, expected to do so at home against the Running Rebs, they're going to be a 17-win basketball team in the Mountain West. They could be a 4-seed. A 5-seed, they've got one of the best point guards in the country in Donovan Dent. They've got a great front court led by Nelly Jr. Joseph as well. They've got a really stout team that plays at a very high tempo, fourth fastest in the country, and yet Donnie is better defensively efficiently than they do on the offensive side. That's a weird distinction. Boise State and Colorado State in a great matchup tonight in Boise, by the way. The Broncos are a 4.5-point home favorite. All right, let's get to some conference tournament action on this Friday. Southeast Missouri State, the top team in the Ohio Valley, only a 2.5-point favorite against Little Rock. The OVC tournament title game is tomorrow. That will be our first bid to the big dance, the first automatic berth and ticket to be punched tomorrow night. SEMO, the top seed, DRS, but I've looked at the numbers. SEMO is great defending the three-point line. Doesn't let you take a lot. Little Rock could care less about hoisting a three. Yeah. It is expected to be close. not a great matchup for Southeast Missouri.
No, certainly it's not. Here's the one thing you also want to take a look at, because it's the number one offense in conference play versus the number one defense in conference play. Yeah. Sometimes this always bears fruit, because Little Rock's defense built a lot on turning you over. 22% of the possessions they have on defense result in the turnover, which is wildly efficient for them. However, the team that doesn't turn the basketball over the most in conference play, that's actually SEMO's offense here. That's one thing to watch. But if you do take a look at Styles Make Fights, Ben's on to something here. Little Rock's offense goes, you know what? We'll shoot it at a decent amount from three-point range percentage-wise, 38%, which is great. You know, SEMO defends it number one in conference play and chases you off the line. So that's going to be hard to come by. But look at the point distribution between two of these teams. On offense, number one in conference play, Little Rock at scoring inside the arc. Look at number two in defense is SEMO. But number two, say, oh, that's really good. No. Number two in letting up the most points inside the arc. So that could be an advantage right there that they use. Now, also understand this. Getting to the free throw line, not something that Little Rock does all that well. Dead last in conference play. SEMO does foul. If they can somewhat take advantage of picking up fouls and also scoring inside the arc, they should be able to hang around. It's an interesting one where I usually like the three-point line, and we're saying, all right, if Little Rock has a chance to shoot the three, they should make it, but they don't mind if they don't eat from the three-point line. They're more of, let's get down in the paint, let's get out on the fast break, and let's score. Why? Because they usually turn you over here. This is an interesting matchup with a lot of great talking points.
And it really is fascinating, Donnie, because it is Style Makes Fights, right? It's not that SEMO is bad at defending around the rim, but when they run teams off the three-point line, then, of course, most of the offensive output for the opponent is going to come within the paint or closer to the bucket. By the way, the other Ohio Valley Conference semifinal matchup tonight, also a 2.5-point spread in favor of SIUE. SIU Edwardsville taking on Tennessee State. Just a 2.5-point number there. Tennessee State, fastest tempo in this conference. They like to get out and run, but they'll turn the basketball over a little bit helter-skelter as well. DRS, that's how great the OVC is. You've got the final four teams in both matchups, 2.5-point spreads. We are going to have a great ending to the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament this weekend. Let's talk about some of the heavy hitters at the mid-major level in action. Drake, the number one team in the Missouri Valley Conference, taking on SIU today in the opener in St. Louis in Arch Madness. 8.5-point spread in favor of the Bulldogs. Bradley, 3.5-point favorite last night. 4.5-point favorite against Murray State. Bradley can also make some noise in our first game in men's college basketball today. High Point, top team in the Big South. 13.5-point favorite against Gardner-Webb.
Yeah, you see some of those spreads there. You know, you get the whole gamut. Close lines, 1.5, heavy lines, 13.5, decent lines there, 8.5 at that point. So some really good basketball on the horizon. Let this be known. There will be upsets, people. So get ready for that. And it's almost time for that point of the year. Take the points and pray, people. Should be on your moniker. Should be tattooed on your arm.
Should be. It really should be. We'll keep talking college basketball next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We would be remiss as we set the stage for Saturday in college basketball to not mention a couple other games that we see on this Friday. Summit League quarterfinal. We also have the 3-6 matchup, 4-5 matchup. Really, the great states of the Dakotas facing off against one another. First up, North Dakota State, 2.5-point favorite against South Dakota. If you haven't heard of Summit League overs, get ready to learn them tonight. 163.5 between the Bison and the Coyotes. The other matchup, South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits, against North Dakota. I believe the Fighting Hawks, 7.5-point spread in favor of SDSU, one of the best bigs in college basketball, Oscar Clough. Plays for South Dakota State, who did enter Summit League tournament action as the favorite, DRS.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of competitive conferences down there all the way down. And you're talking about tempos. We talk about tempo and the ability to shoot the three-point shot. Match made in heaven, man. You get the team totals here you can rock with. And also, if you're looking to take an underdogs here, you're only a couple possessions up and down the court with high tempo and the three ball going down to get yourself back into it. Most people handicapping these games, like ourselves today, the games aren't underway yet. You can get live lines all throughout the day. Yeah. Take advantage of it. Like, even if you're betting that way in the NBA, Ben, yesterday, You saw that game, like the Golden State Warriors, all down so much at this point here. Buy in at the right times here. You can do, hey, look, I got 10.5 points. All of a sudden, the game is right back there to a 1 or 2 possession game, and you're dealing with 5 or 6 points on your side. I love those type of conferences. And also, excitement from the three-point line buys me in every single time. It does.
The gauntlets continue as well. Round number 4 of Sun Belt Tournament action and WCC round number 2. Pepperdine, not a great team in quad one play this year, but they do take on Portland today. The Waves, indeed. CAA round number 1. SoCon round number 1. Mountain West, a couple of regular season finales as we shared. MAC, everybody in the Mid-American Conference ends out their regular season today. 6 games for all 12 teams in the league. John Gross and Akron, man, they are hooping. Expected to win their 17th game of 18 in MAC regular season action. The Zips have already claimed that regular season crown. 19.5 point favorite against Buffalo today. Let's get to the Saturday games for Donnie's final segment here on TEL before he heads to the money line. A lot of rivalry games that we know. Auburn, Alabama, the Iron Basket Bowl, North Carolina and Duke in Chapel Hill. UNC absolutely needs it. A quad one opportunity on a silver platter at home to knock off your biggest rival. That might be your only way into the NCAA tournament. A good one between St. John's and Marquette. And just because the Johnnies have claimed the regular season crown in the Big East, just because they've got a little bit of stardom appearing on Jimmy Fallon last night, does not mean the Red Storm overlooking this game. Donnie, every game important right now for St. John's in terms of their seed line in the Big Dance.
Yeah, I think Marquette gets the victory tomorrow at home. If this game was in Madison Square Garden, probably would go the opposite direction. You just take a look at that St. John's offense, which, again, grimy at times, started to shoot the three ball a little bit better for a short stretch, but overall as a team, 27% on the season in conference play, not going to get it done for me. Marquette, the one thing that we do know is they love to shoot the three-point shot. St. John's defends it really well, but they will let you shoot the three-point shot. I usually lean towards the home team in that environment here. Yeah. Give me Marquette to knock off St. John's tomorrow. They did their job of the regular season in the Big East. Marquette's still a tough opponent. Would they love that victory? Absolutely. But it's not that big of a deal if they lose. I think it's a bigger game for Marquette, and I think they can handle their business at home.
And Marquette needs a couple of good wins, Donnie. They had struggled at points during Big East play. They got beat by UConn on the road, did not cover as a 3.5-point dog in stores. The only line out for that marquee list of games is the Iron Basket Bowl tomorrow on the Plains. Auburn, 8.5-point favorite against Alabama. Total stands at 177.5. I'm not even sure it is enough. Auburn has already clinched the outright title in the SEC. They are the one seed, more than likely will be the number one overall seed, but a bad taste in the Tiger's mouth, of course, DRS for Bruce Pearl and company, losing against Texas A&M on the road earlier this week. Alabama, very sour taste, losing at home against Florida. Both teams will earn a double bye in the SEC men's tournament, along with Florida. Alabama trying to play its way back on the one line. Same for Tennessee as well.
Yeah, we look at Alabama, too. I love the style of play, but sometimes, look, you live and die by the three-point shot. It's going to hurt you. And a matchup against Auburn, Auburn against anybody is usually a mismatch in their direction. Yeah. But they defend the three-point shot the best in SEC play. They're number 2 at chasing you off of the three-point line. So if you just make it tough from that aspect right there, it really puts you behind the eight ball. And understand this, too. Alabama's not home for this game. Auburn is home for this game. I do think Auburn comes up big time on Saturday with a win and a cover against Alabama, whatever that final line comes out to be. To put it this way, I'm not looking Alabama's direction regardless of any price point at this point. It'd be only Auburn action for me.
I would agree. Kentucky and Missouri, top 20 tilt, both teams in action earlier this week. Both can score. Mizzou has played a ton of games to the over. That total probably going to be in the low 170s. Houston continues to try to be perfect in road play against Baylor. The Bears going to be a tournament team. Can they find their best basketball? Jeremy Roach is there. Norchad Omier is there. The talented freshman and VJ Edgecombe. Can they find their footing entering the Big Dance? In Florida, trying to hold on maybe to a one seed in the NCAA tournament at home tomorrow against Ole Miss. Tennessee also at home against South Carolina. If the Gamecocks score 55, I would be surprised in that game, because Donnie, the Vols need it to clinch a double bye in the SEC tournament as well.
Yeah, exactly. Putting them on lockdown. It was this one last hurrah for South Carolina because their season was an absolute dumpster fire in the SEC, the toughest conference to actually play in. But there's a lot of really good spots, as Ben was pointing out, going over a lot of interesting matchups. And understand this, sometimes you get a little bit nervous late in seasons, like professional sports. It's not the way in college. Nobody sits regardless of what's, because seeding is always on the line for these teams, whether it's in the conference tournament or March Madness itself. Nobody just says, ha! Did our job in the regular season. That doesn't happen. And by the way, Duke, North Carolina, North Carolina's got a penchant for knocking off Duke in easy Duke win spots in big, oh, they can't lose Coach K's final game and things like that. Stop it. They can, and they've come up big in those spots.
And Duke tomorrow, albeit on the road, of course, will be booked as a favorite. Kenneth Pomeroy right now expects an 84-73 win for the Blue Devils in Chapel Hill. DRS. Enjoy the money line, my friend, and enjoy the weekend. I will be on my couch batching it up for you. That is my guarantee. More of the early line next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We could spend an entire three-hour show just talking about all the college basketball games that we have today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So just to end out our Saturday conversation, we talked about those marquee matchups, the top 25 tilts. You know the conference tournament stakes for Saturday as well. Ohio Valley final. SEMO takes on Little Rock today. Tennessee State against SIU Edwardsville. The winner of those two games will play for the first spot in the NCAA tournament, field of 68 tomorrow evening. We got the NEC semifinals where the hottest team in the country, Central Connecticut, hopes to make it 14 wins in a row. Summit League semifinals as well. Top two teams already on to the semis with wins yesterday and comfortably so. Omaha and St. Thomas. The battle of the Dakotas today to figure out the final two spots. Arch Madness into its semifinal action tomorrow. Big South into its semifinal action tomorrow. Quarterfinals of the Gauntlet in the Sun Belt. SoCon quarterfinals. America East quarterfinal. WCC round three. Whew, you could lose breath just talking about all of these games. Also, some huge bubble components tomorrow as well. Mississippi State visits Arkansas. The Razorbacks trying to stack up yet another win after a big one earlier this week. They were beat bad by nearly 20 against South Carolina. And then Arkansas, a big win against, I'm blanking on who, Texas? No, not Texas. Texas beat Mississippi State. I don't know. Maybe Joe Friesa will help me in just a minute to remember who that was. Georgia at home against Vandy. Georgia on the wrong side of the bubble, according to the FanDuel odds makers right now, but a big bubble game in the Big Ten. Indiana inside Assembly Hall against Ohio State. Both teams right now minus money prices to get into the men's NCAA tournament, but both teams could certainly use the advantage of that win. Xavier at home hosting Providence, a must win, can't lose game for the Musketeers. Just so much great action that we have tomorrow. Also, as we have shared, on this Friday in women's college basketball, as good as it gets, quarterfinal Friday at all of the Power Four conference tourneys, ACC, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12. ACC and Big 12 might actually already be on to the semifinals. Regardless, we've got great action with some of the best teams in the country. USC playing at noon, taking on Indiana, double-digit spread in favor of the Trojans. South Carolina and Texas, two top teams in the SEC tourney in action today. UCLA gets a streaking Nebraska team, and keep an eye on Iowa tonight as the Hawkeyes will match up against Ohio State. Just a few weeks ago, the Hawks forced overtime against the Buckeyes in Columbus. Ohio State did take that game. Notable Sunday games in college basketball. Arkansas beat Vanderbilt. Thank you, Joe. 90-77 in Nashville on Tuesday. Huge win for John Calipari and his Razorbacks. All right, notable games on Sunday. Again, rivalry matchup between Michigan State and Michigan. The Spartans have already clinched the outright Big Ten championship. So does this game matter? Of course It's rivalry. These two programs absolutely disdain one another. And of course, MSU still trying to position itself better among those seed lines through the NCAA tournament. And you don't want to enter conference tournament week on a low note, right? You want to be on a high note. You want to continue the momentum for as long as you can here in this beautiful and vital month of March. Michigan State should be around an 8.5-point favorite based on the projected numbers for East Lansing inside the Breslin Center on Sunday. Nebraska and Iowa, a rivalry in the Big Ten and a big game for both. It could decide who earns the final spot in the Big Ten tournament. 18-team league now, of course, in the Big Ten as a conference. Only 15 head to Indy. In the last 2 weeks, Nebraska has had gut-wrenching, heartbreaking loss after gut-wrenching and heartbreaking loss. Three consecutive L's by 3 points or fewer in every one. Nebraska was a tourney team 2 weeks ago. Now they might not even get to the Big Ten tournament. You need to take advantage at home against the Hawkeyes inside Pinnacle Bank Arena come Sunday afternoon. A-Sun Championship game, Lipscomb, North Alabama should be a great one. Big South Championship game, Arch Madness title game, Summit League Championship game. We will have five bids to the NCAA tournament decided by the next time we speak on Monday morning. Ohio Valley tournament title game tomorrow in the four you see on your screen. Lipscomb looking for its first appearance in the NCAA tournament since 2018. UNA hoping for its first ever as a D1 program. Have a marvelous season. How could you not? Talk to you Monday.